cat froze as she saw what had caused it. At first, it looked like a pretty human woman, until she opened her mouth and showed a double row of serrated fangs. But worse than the fangs was the blood that dripped from her chin. Human blood that matched the redness of the creature's eyes. And she wasn't alone. There were three of them total, the woman and two stocky men. Cat had never seen anything like them. They definitely weren't of the human species, even though they had human bodies. They communicated with one another in that ferret meets flipper language of theirs. As one unit, they rushed Sin. He ducked and sent the first one to reach him flipping over his back. In a smooth, fluid move, he pulled the dagger from his boot and sliced at the second male. The demon caught his arm and sank his fangs into Sin's hand. Cursing, Sin kneed the creature in the stomach and twisted to confront the woman. The female demon jerked back a split second before his dagger would have slit her throat. The first male pushed himself up and rushed Sin's back. Sin turned and hit the ground so that the demon would fall into the arms of the one who had bitten him. He uncoiled another string from his left arm, then rose and wrapped it around the throat of the female. She screamed an instant before her head fell free from her body and landed with a whispering thud. Cat turned away and cringed at the sight as bile rose in her throat. The other two demons shrieked, then ran. Crossing his arms over his chest, Sin jerked the knives from his biceps and threw them straight into the backs of the fleeing beasts. The knives landed at the bases of their spines with an unerring accuracy. They fell instantly to the ground, where they writhed and screamed in agony. After one last cry, they each went still. Cat was horrified by what she was witnessing. It was grisly and intense, and there was something about Sin that said he was enjoying it a lot more than he should. It was as if he took pride in inflicting as much pain on them as he could. He's a sick bastard. Sin watched the men for a few seconds more before he went to check on the human they'd been feeding from. But it was too late for her. Even from her distance, Cat could tell the human was dead as her glassy eyes stared up at the star-filled sky. Her entire body was ravaged from their kill. The poor woman. His face grim, Sin closed the woman's eyes and whispered an old Sumerian prayer for her soul to rest peacefully in spite of the violence that had taken her life. Cat was surprised by his actions. They seemed completely incongruous with everything she just witnessed from this man.